You are going to listen to the recording of an interview with two influencers. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 6 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Influencer marketing continues to grow, with brands investing more and more in influencer partnerships each day. Through these partnerships, brands and their agency partners can select influencers who match the brand to market products and services to loyal fans if a partnership is right for them, and, more importantly, their audience. These influencers take their personal brand seriously and, like brands, are working to further grow and develop their digital community. To get a better understanding of the influencer side of the business, I interviewed two of my favorite influencers, at Lauren Magenta and at Feed Me Dearly. How did you get your start as influencers, and how did you decide on an industry focus?
I was working full-time right out of college. In my spare time, I was cooking up fun recipes that I invented on the weekend and posting them on my Instagram. I had a cooking show in college and was writing a weekly recipe for the newspaper. So food was always my thing. At the same time, a few brands reached out and said they liked my style of photography. Perfect timing, really.
I started my blog in 2013, partially as a creative outlet and partially as a way to get in front of food brands. I wanted more contact with food clients, and I felt that it would be useful to become a food industry insider. Food was a natural choice because I'm a passionate cook and wanted to interact with people who shared my passion.
How has your life changed since becoming an influencer?
My personal life has not changed much, but my professional life is developing like crazy. For me, since I'm a video producer and a recipe developer, I have an incredible opportunity to connect with brands in a bigger way and help to bring their products to life on camera.
I love the flexibility offered by this career path. I can work from anywhere on my own schedule, which is really important given that I have kids. I also love the opportunities that come my way, food-based travel, restaurant experiences, the chance to work with food brands that I admire.
What's been your biggest challenge as an influencer?
My biggest challenge as an influencer is making sure that my creative ideas are in line with my partner's creative ideas. I grew my Instagram audience by developing recipes and producing food videos. I want to make sure that as I develop as a producer, I keep my audience in mind.
My biggest challenge? Setting prices that match my experience and value. Although many of us start out in this world by doing free work to get our names out there, after many years in the industry, I can't justify work for product or low-priced work.
What's most important to you when looking into brand partnerships?
With each brand I work with, I ask myself if the partnership is worth it. Do I like the brand and do I think it would be neat to partner with them? If I'm passionate about the project, I know that people will feel my excitement and I will be able to produce fun, engaging videos for my audience.
The brands must share my values, and furthermore, they must be communicative. I've worked with a number of brands that don't react to the content, and it makes things difficult. It's important to understand that many of us don't just do this work for money. In many cases, my relationship with the brand is just as important as the money I make.
Thank you both for sharing your journeys. It's clear that authenticity, passion, and purpose are at the heart of what you do. We can't wait to see what's next for you both. Influencer marketing continues to grow, with brands investing more and more in influencer partnerships each day. Through these partnerships, brands and their agency partners can select influencers who match the brand to market products and services to loyal fans if a partnership is right for them, and, more importantly, their audience. These influencers take their personal brand seriously and, like brands, are working to further grow and develop their digital community. To get a better understanding of the influencer side of the business, I interviewed two of my favorite influencers, at Lauren Magenta and at Feed Me Dearly. How did you get your start as influencers, and how did you decide on an industry focus?
I was working full-time right out of college. In my spare time, I was cooking up fun recipes that I invented on the weekend and posting them on my Instagram. I had a cooking show in college and was writing a weekly recipe for the newspaper, so food was always my thing. At the same time, a few brands reached out and said they liked my style of photography. Perfect timing, really.
I started my blog in 2013, partially as a creative outlet and partially as a way to get in front of food brands. I wanted more contact with food clients, and I felt that it would be useful to become a food industry insider. Food was a natural choice because I'm a passionate cook and wanted to interact with people who shared my passion.
How has your life changed since becoming an influencer?
My personal life has not changed much, but my professional life is developing like crazy. For me, since I'm a video producer and a recipe developer, I have an incredible opportunity to connect with brands in a bigger way and help to bring their products to life on camera.
I love the flexibility offered by this career path. I can work from anywhere on my own schedule, which is really important given that I have kids. I also love the opportunities that come my way: food-based travel, restaurant experiences, the chance to work with food brands that I admire.
What's been your biggest challenge as an influencer?
My biggest challenge as an influencer is making sure that my creative ideas are in line with my partner's creative ideas. I grew my Instagram audience by developing recipes and producing food videos. I want to make sure that as I develop as a producer, I keep my audience in mind.
My biggest challenge? Setting prices that match my experience and value. Although many of us start out in this world by doing free work to get our names out there, after many years in the industry, I can't justify work for product or low-priced work.
What's most important to you when looking into brand partnerships?
With each brand I work with, I ask myself if the partnership is worth it. Do I like the brand, and do I think it would be neat to partner with them? If I'm passionate about the project, I know that people will feel my excitement and I will be able to produce fun, engaging videos for my audience.
The brands must share my values, and furthermore, they must be communicative. I've worked with a number of brands that don't react to the content, and it makes things difficult. It's important to understand that many of us don't just do this work for money. In many cases, my relationship with the brand is just as important as the money I make.
Thank you both for sharing your journeys. It's clear that authenticity, passion, and purpose are at the heart of what you do. We can't wait to see what's next for you both.